Kyle DeFore here on KCNR 1460, bringing you game two of a three-game series between the hometown Humble B-52s here in Eureka, California, versus your Reading Colt 45s. 45s got the win last night in a 9-0 shutout. Brandon Lupton with seven shutout innings to follow up a six shutout inning outing his last time, so 13 consecutive scoreless for the Shasta College right-hander. Starting tonight for the 45s is going to be right-hander Will Moore. He's been solid so far as well. Starting lineup for your Reading Colt 45s tonight, Zach Taylor will lead off and play second base. Chase Larson will bat second and play third base. Ryan Williams hitting third and playing center. Jonathan Alvarez DHing for the first time this year, hitting cleanup. DJ Porter in left batting fifth. Andres Alburjas in right field batting sixth. Jeff Ahern at first base batting seventh. Batting eighth is Zach Trueblood. He'll be in the squat catching Will Moore tonight. And Austin LeBoux will bat ninth and play third base. Against the hometown B-52, starting pitcher is going to be Zach O'Haron, right-hander, number six. Pretty similar lineup last night for the B-52s. In fact, it's the exact same lineup. Jordy Hart's going to lead off and play center field. Spencer Duggan bats second at third base. Jeff Giacomini at third, or at first, batting third. Mason Allen catching, hitting cleanup. Matt Bone, the DH, batting fifth. Daniel Teasley in right field, batting sixth. Tyler Kyle in left field, batting seventh. Nikola Mislinski, batting eighth and playing shortstop. And Brendan Fischel will bat ninth and play second base for the B-52s. Getting ready here for first pitch. First pitch is 5:35, and it is in there to Zach Taylor. 0-1. Start time here, 11:30 a.m. tomorrow morning on Father's Day. That's a fly ball out to right field, headed way back. Now it's going to get over his head. That ball is off the wall, and it's going to be at least a double here. Taylor takes a big turnaround second. Here he goes toward third, and the throw will get over the cutoff man. That's a leadoff triple for Zach Taylor. And the 45's in business early here as that one nearly got out of here off the base of the wall. Didn't know that he got it that well right off the bat, but it just kept carrying, got over the head of the right fielder out there. Daniel Teasley. Now bring up Chase Larson batting second. Only two starters from last night in the lineup tonight. That's Taylor at second and Williams in center. Seven new starters for the 45s tonight is Greg Cattaray trying to get some guys some at-bats here. Chase Larson, former Foothill Cougar, bats second here. First pitch is up high, 1-0. That ball is in there now, 1-1. From O'Haron. One ball, one strike, man on third. 45's in business here right away with a leadoff triple from Zach Taylor. Swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch. Larson way out in front. It's 1-2. Tonight's game brought to you by Turtle Bay, rocking this summer with two incredible exhibitions, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll, and Nigel Skeet's Homeless Rockstars. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? Our thanks to Turtle Bay for their sponsorship of Reading Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. A lot of good things going on down there at Turtle Bay. Take the kids and then bring them to the ballgame after. Full schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. 1-2 pitches down in the dirt to Larson now, 2-2. We mentioned Taylor with a leadoff triple. Last night was 1-for-4 with a walk. Also drove in a run and scored a run. Had a stolen base as well, so he's rewarded by hitting leadoff tonight. And immediately justifies that decision by manager Greg Cattaray with a leadoff triple off the wall. So foul ball now there by Chase Larson. Still 2-2 here. Kicks and fires. That's a breaking ball, and he fouls that one off to the side. A little bit out in front there again. Did a good job just to get a piece of it. On deck is Ryan Williams, the center fielder. He was the DH last night. He and Taylor, the only two starters from last night in the lineup tonight. O'Haron taking his time, walks off the back of the mound. Now he's back on the rubber. Gets the sign from his catcher, Allen. Sets and fires. That's a ground ball to short. That's going to score the run. Deep in the hole at short is Miss Linsky, and he throws him out. Nice play there. 6-3 on the putout, but an RBI for Larson. It's 1-0, Reading Cool 45s. So an RBI ground out, and with one out and nobody out, that'll bring up Ryan Williams out of Cal Baptist University. DH last night, he's in center tonight. Ryan Williams. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. The mission of the McConnell Foundation is helping better communities through philanthropy. The McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community. So we appreciate their continued sponsorship of the Reading Colt 45s is sponsoring the whole Road Series weekend here in Eureka as we are live from Bomber Field in Eureka, California. Absolutely great day for baseball. 64 degrees at first pitch. Not to make all of you over there in Reading jealous, although it's been a rainy, wet, kind of overcast week over there, too. Got a little rain coming over yesterday. That ball down low, 1-1 now on Williams. 60 degrees at first pitch last night at 7 o'clock. That one down in the dirt bounces off the plate now, 2-1. On deck is Alvarez. He'll bat next. He's DHing tonight. True blood catching, so both catchers in the lineup here. After having the night off last night, 45s have three catchers. Ignacio Diaz got the start last night. He's going to come off the bench tonight. Swing and a miss there from Williams on a fastball up around the shoulders. Now 2-2. In the windup now, here's the 2-2. That's a breaking ball, and that one misses a little bit high. Would have been a pitcher's pitch, but very close. Now 3-2 to Williams. O'Haron shakes off his catcher. Now he's ready. Winds and fires. That ball is an easy take, low and away for Williams. So he draws the one-out walk, and O'Haron's not happy about it. Wanted that 2-2 pitch, but to no avail, and the 3-2 not close. So Alvarez will come up with one out and one on after the walk.
The designated hitter, number 30, Jonathan Alvarez.
Jonathan Alvarez out of Venezuela by way of Harris Stowe State University in St. Louis. One of four Harris Stowe players we have this year, along with Andres Alburjas, Jeff Angelo, and Dion Heron. Angelo and Heron, relief pitcher and starting pitcher, respectively. Williams fakes the steal on the first pitch there, but bluffs it back. Ball is outside, 1-0 here to Alvarez. Remarkable depth for the 45s here. As we mentioned, only two people in the lineup last night, in the lineup tonight. I'm sure Cataray is going to get a lot of people some at-bats this year. That's a check swing line drive right at first base, and the first baseman Giacomini takes it, tags the base, and Williams is doubled off. So score that a three unassisted double play. That'll end the inning. One run across for the 45s. We head to the bottom of the first. It's 1-0. You're listening to Reading Cole 45s Baseball, KCNR 1460.
Calling all beer lovers, Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay is the summer event for you. On June 24th, celebrate the solstice at the Sundial Bridge with beer from some of Northern California's favorite breweries. Join us for live music, tasty food, and activities like cornhole and make and take your own coaster. Tickets are $10 for Turtle Bay members and $12 for non-members and includes your first full beer. Sponsored by Reading Distributing, this 21 and over event is sure to sell out, so buy your tickets now. Visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
We head to the bottom of the first here from Bomber Field in Eureka, California. Your hometown Reading Colt 45s on their first road trip of the year. Game two of a three-game series here in beautiful Eureka, California. Kyle DeFore bringing you 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. You get the entire Reading Colt 45 schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. We've got a 5:30 start time tonight and an 11:30 early morning baseball tomorrow on Father's Day. So make sure to tune in for that one at 11:30. Will Moore getting ready to start here for the Reading Colt 45s. His last start on June 10th against the Reading Tigers. He had five shutout innings. Looking to extend that streak here. Brandon Lupton had seven scoreless last night in a 9-0 victory in Game 1. And his first pitch to Jordy Hart there is a strike. Same lineup for his last night for the B-52s. Hart's going to lead off, followed by Duggan and Giacomini. As three pitchers combined on the shutout for the 45s last night. And a quick 0-2 as that one is on the outside corner. Nice pitch from Will Moore. O-2 pitch here for Moore. That is grounded up the middle, and that's going to get through as Taylor dives at second, but to no avail. So that's a leadoff single by Hart. Led off the game last night with a single as well. Was actually called out on catcher's interference on a steal attempt and a strange play in the first inning, but repeats the feat tonight. Leads off the game with a single. That'll bring up Spencer Duggan. Duggan 0 for 4 last night. Hits now with a runner on first and nobody out. First pitch is a breaking ball down in the dirt from Moore. Nice block by Trueblood. Zach Trueblood in the squat tonight out of Redding, California. Just finished his junior year at Academy of the Art University. Here's the 1-0 from Moore. That ball up high as Duggan showed bunt and pulled it back. 2-0 now. Labou over at third is in on the grass. Was charging that time, but no bunt attempt. Will Moore ready with the 2-0. Ahern holding the runner at first. Big hole on the right side. That one is down in the dirt. Nearly hit his back leg there. 3-0 now. Is Moore out of Taft, California. Stake to a one-run lead early here. We're in the bottom of the first. Nobody out, runner on first. And a 3-0 count. And that one just misses. Four-pitch walk to Duggan. So runners on first and second now, and the B-52s threatening here in the first. That'll bring up Jeff Giacomini. Giacomini 0 for 4 yesterday as well.
With a man on first and second base with no outs.
Now a line out, ground out, and two strikeouts.
Number 20, Jeff Giacomini.
Mentioned yesterday, Lupton with the seven scoreless innings. Seth Kanin out of Corona, California, threw a scoreless eighth, had two strikeouts, and Christian Straub out of Sacramento closed it out in the ninth for the 9-0 victory. First pitch there to Giacomini is a strike. Giacomini, first baseman here for the B-52s. Here's the 0-1 from Moore. There's a little wind kicks up here. Breaking ball, beautiful pitch there from Will Moore. Had him out on his front foot, and he waved right through it. 0-2 here. So the 45s with the defense up the middle, the same as they finished it last night, as Larson pinch hit for Ferguson and then played short. Taylor moved to second. They start that way tonight. This is a double play ball. 6-4-3 double play. Larson to Taylor to Ahern, and there's two down here. Runner moves over to third. That's Jordy Hart. But Giacomini hits into the 6-4-3 double play.
The catcher, number 28.
They hit into two of them last night, both to end the inning. Actually, they hit into three double plays last night, two by Matt Bone, one by Mason Allen. Allen's the hitter here with a runner on third and two down now. First pitch from Moore is inside. It kicks off the glove of Trueblood, but
just a few feet away from the plate, so runner is going to have to hold at third. Slight breeze here today, blowing left to right. Might even be blowing in a little bit. Actually kind of swirling around the park, so we'll see if that has any effect on fly balls today. Here's the 1-0 from Moore. That one is down low in the dirt now, 2-0. Will Moore has mentioned 5 shutout innings his last time out. He's been strong in all of his starts here for the 45s thus far this year. Here's the 2-0. That ball is lying down the left field line, foul. Got in on the hands of Allen there a little bit. Two balls, one strike now. Hart still at third, 2 outs. In a 1-0 ball game, your 45 stake to a 1-0 lead here. Will Moore ready now at the belt, kicks and fires. That's a breaking ball, beautifully done. As Allen swung right through that one. It's 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Here's Moore. Ready, and now he fires. That's a breaking ball, and the old 58-footer bounces in front of the plate. Breaking ball a little low. 3-2 now. This is game 13 out of 45 on the season. Our second out of 5 road games. You get the entire schedule on RedingColt45s.com. That ball grounded foul down third baseline. We'll line up and do it again, 3-2 here. We'll be in Humboldt again next month on July 26th and 27th, a Tuesday and Wednesday game against the Humboldt Crabs. Otherwise, every other game is going to be at Tiger Field in Reading. Again, you can get the entire schedule on RedingColt45s.com. Here's the 3-2 from Moore. Sets, kicks, fires. Called strike 3. He's out of there, so Allen strikes out and leaves him in at third. No runs scored for the B-52s. We head to the top of the second. It's 1-0 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Top of the second here from KCNR 1460's presentation of Reading Colt 45's baseball on the road. First road trip of the year. We're in Eureka, California at Bomber Field playing the Humboldt B-52s. This is game 2 of a 3-game series. 45's won 9-0 last night on the strength of 7 shutout innings from Brandon Lupkin. Lupton out of Shasta College. Will Moore throws a shutout inning in the bottom of the first here. It's 1-0 as DJ Porter steps in. He's the left fielder tonight. Swing and a miss there now. Quick 0-2 as a called strike and a swinging strike. As O'Haron now kicks and fires, here's the 0-2. That ball is outside 1-2 now. Here's the pitch, 1-2, breaking ball, and he does well to foul that one off. Good pitch there from O'Haron. Good swing to fight it off by Porter. Count still 1-2. Here's the 1-2 pitch. That ball's down in the dirt there as well. I want to remind you, this portion of tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Mission of the McConnell Foundation, helping better communities through philanthropy. The McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community. So our thanks to them for their continued sponsorship of the Reading Colt 45s. Two balls, two strikes now on Porter, the leadoff hitter. That ball down in the dirt as well, so he's worked it all the way back to 3-2. Nice at bat here from DJ Porter. Had a chance to talk to him last weekend between games, and he's the Dodger fan, but we won't hold it against him. That's a ground ball to short here. Should be a routine play there for Myslinski, and it is 6-3 on the putout. One down here. That'll bring up Andres Alburjas, batting sixth tonight and playing right field. He'll be followed by Jeff Ahern, the first baseman.
The right fielder, number 29, Andres Alburjas.
Andres Alburjas out of Maracaibo, Venezuela, by way of Harrisdale State University. Back in the lineup tonight playing right field. We'll see if he gets a chance to show off that amazing arm out there. Swing and a miss at the first pitch. Got a good pitch to hit there. And probably like to see another one in that exact same spot here. 0-1. He fouls it back. If you're just joining us, it's 1-0 45s. We're in the top of the second. Zach Taylor led off the game with a triple. He scored on a ground out. And that's where we stand. One out here in the top of the second. Called strike two is O'Haron. Fires a fastball at the knees to Alburjas for a quick 0-2. Gets his sign, winds, kicks, and fires. That's a ground ball up the middle. Going to be taken by the second baseman. Makes the throw, and now, no, it's unable to be held over there. It's first by Giacomini. Fischel kind of sidearmed it. It was a low throw, but Alburjas is going to reach. Probably call that an E3. Throw beat him by about half a step, but Giacomini just unable to scoop it. That'll bring up Ahern. Jack of all trades for the 45s. He's been a starting pitcher, a relief pitcher, a DH, a first baseman. Can play outfield in a pinch. Down at CSU Monterey Bay, former Anderson Cub. One of two CSU Monterey Bay Otters we have this year. There goes Alburjas on the first pitch. Throws pitches down in the dirt, and he steals that one easily. Good job by Alburjas there. Got a good pitch to run on as it was a breaking ball down in the dirt. Allen did a good job just to scoop it and make it even close. But that's a stolen base for Andres. Runner at second now with one down. And this turns into an RBI chance now for Ahern. On deck is Zach Trueblood, the catcher. Ahern, the lefty, in that upright stance. Now watches one very high. 2-0. So two pitches and two easy takes. One down in the dirt. You know, one up in his eyes. And Ahern's in the driver's seat here. 2-0. Infield at normal depth. Third baseman perhaps playing in a little bit. That ball is popped up on the left side. And it's going to be taken over there by the shortstop. And no, it's going to drop. And now Alburjas is caught between second and third. Had nowhere to go. And now it's a rundown, and he's going to be tagged out between second and third. Heading to second now is Ahern, and he's thrown out. So call it a single and a double play with too many throws for me to count. But the 45s run themselves out of an inning. That'll end the inning here. We'll head to the bottom of the second. Still 1-0 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Bob Martin here at AM 1460 KCNR, also streaming online at KCNR1460.com. Our AM transmitter was recently damaged by lightning, and as a result, we are having to broadcast at very low power on 1460 while we continue to work to fix the problem. In the meantime, we invite you to continue listening to us online at KCNR1460.com. Rest assured, we're working to restore our AM signal as soon as possible. Thanks again for listening to KCNR Radio.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
We head to the bottom of the second here. Your Redding Colt 45's up 1-0 on the hometown Humboldt B-52's Bomber Field in Eureka, California. Game two of a three-game series. We'll do it again tomorrow at 11:30 in the morning. The getaway game on Father's Day. A reminder to say thank you to your dad or uncle or grandfather or father figure in your life. Not enough positive male role models out there. I'm fortunate to have one myself. Best dad in the world. First pitch there from Will Moore is a strike. Tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Mission of the McConnell Foundation, helping better communities through philanthropy. They challenge you to get out there and make a difference in your community. Here's the 0-1. That one's down low from Moore, 1-1. If you're scoring that double play that ended the inning for the 45s, that would be a 6-4-5-3 double play. That old chestnut, you know, you see those all the time. Speaking of double plays, Matt Bone leads off the inning here. It's 1-2 as he 1-2 as he fouls that one off. And Bone happy to lead off the inning because he can't hit into a double play. Two out of his three at bats last night, he hit into a double play to end the inning. So three at bats, 0-for-3, responsible for five outs on the game. A night to forget for the DH, but he leads off the second here. Down 1-2. The Taft, California's Will Moore gets the sign from True Blood. Now he's ready, kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. So Moore with his second K already. Struck out Allen looking to end the first and right back where he started from. Striking out Bone to start the second here. That'll bring up Daniel Teasley, the right fielder.
Now batting for the B-52. The right fielder, number 4, Daniel Teasley.
So here's Teasley, batting in the 7 hole. First pitch is grounded out to second. Taylor takes it on the short hop, and he's retired. Score that one 4-3. Teasley 0-for-3 last night. Starts out tonight 0-for-1. That'll bring up Tyler Kyle. Left fielder actually had two hits last night, 2-for-3. Made it to third base in the third. That was as close as the B-52s would get to scoring last night. As Brandon Lupton was absolutely lights out. First pitch is very high there now, 1-0. Here's the 1-0 from Moore. That ball in there now for a strike at the knees, 1-1. That ball driven out into the gap, and that one is going to be chased down in center field by Ryan Williams. Nice range there by Williams. Score that a fly out to number 8. So 1-2-3 inning here for Moore. We head to the top of the third. It's 1-0 45s. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Redding Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Redding Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Redding Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi,
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Marriott.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Megastar Financial Corp.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45's baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
Properties by Marriott is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Stop of the third here at Bomber Field in Eureka, California. 45's taking on the Humboldt B-52s. 1-0 Reading. Zach Trueblood going to lead off here. Again, Zach O'Haron, starter for the B-52s. First pitch in there for a strike. It'll be Trueblood and then third baseman Austin LeBooth, and back to the top of the lineup with Zach Taylor, who's leading off and playing second base tonight after playing shortstop last night. Called strike there, now 0-2 on Trueblood. Taylor led off the game with a triple, was scored on an RBI ground out by Chase Larson. That's the extent of the scoring thus far. That's a quick 0-2 here on Trueblood. One and two now, as that one's back to the screen. Giants win their seventh straight today, 6-4 over the Rays. As they're now 7 games clear of the Dodgers in the West, 43-26. Third best record in the National League. Break up the Giants. A's unfortunately dropped their game against the Angels 7-1 today as a familiar face, Tim Lincecum, gets his first win for the Angels, got called up from AAA. That ball is fouled out of play by Trueblood down the right field line. He'll stay 2-2 now. Just hard for me to see as a Giants fan, Tim Lincecum in that ugly red uniform. But he went 6 innings and gave up just 4 hits, 2 walks, 1 run, had 2 strikeouts. So a strong start there as the pitching-ravaged Angels get a win from Tim Lincecum. Former Giants Cy Young winner, World Series champion. Always have a soft spot in our hearts as Giants fans, but as I mentioned, just hard to see him in that ugly red uniform. 3-2 now as Trueblood's worked it all the way back from 0-2. Nice at bat here. And he takes that one low. So a leadoff walk here by Trueblood. Nice way to battle there. That'll bring up LeBooth, the third baseman. Reminder to tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. The mission of the McConnell Foundation is helping better communities through philanthropy. The McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community. They've been a part of Reading for a long, long time, and we appreciate their sponsorship of the 45s here on KCNR 1460. Here's the first pitch there, and it's outside, 1-0. LeBooth in the 9-hole. Taylor on deck. Pitcher comes set. Now he fires. That's a double play ball. 5-4-3 double play, and LeBooth grounds into the DP. 2 down now. That'll bring up Taylor with 2 outs and nobody on. In that Giants 6-4 victory today, their 7th straight. Winning pitcher was Strickland, as Suarez went just 4 2/3, unable to get the win. You got to be a got to get 5 innings to get be eligible as a starter for the win. But a nice job by everybody in the bullpen as the Giants bullpen goes 4 1/3, gives up just 1 run in the 9th. Nice pitch there from O'Haron to Taylor, 0-1 here. Taylor tripled off the wall in the first, came around to score. That's the only run of the game. Quick 0-2 here as that one is also at the knees. Nice pitch from O'Haron. Wasting no time. Here's the 0-2. That's a pitch outside, 1-2. One-two pitch. That ball is fouled down the right side. We'll stay at 1-2. Two down here. Nobody on. 45's got one in the first. That's the extent of the scoring as Will Moore has thrown two shutout innings here for the 45s against the Humboldt B-52s. Again, you can get the entire schedule on ReddingColt45s.com. This is game 13 out of 45 and our second out of five road games on the season. We'll do one more tomorrow at 11:30 in the morning right here on KCNR, as well as in July we'll have a Tuesday-Wednesday series against the Humboldt Crabs over here on the coast. 2-2 now. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss, and Taylor strikes out. Couldn't hold up on the ball in the dirt. That'll end the inning. No runs for the 45s. We head to the bottom of the third. Still 1-0. You're listening to Redding Cole 45s Baseball, KCNR 1460.
Are you looking to diversify your retirement with gold and silver but not sure about the high-pressure salespeople on an 800 number? You'll find honest, straightforward answers to all of your questions with the local staff at the Gold Mart, with no additional charge, fee, or commission added to your purchase. See just how easy purchasing gold and silver can be with the help of your hometown professionals at the Gold Mart. Call 221-4653 to make an appointment or stop by today. The Gold Mart, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
What is your true dream vacation? Let us help you define it at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our Pick Your Paradise Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play, cash, prizes, or a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. Cash. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings every Thursday at 7 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a dream vacation. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Picture yourself in your paradise, whether you like sandy beaches or city skylines. Rest assured that we have the vacation destination that you desire. This is your opportunity to pick your paradise that you've always dreamed of. Final prize Thursday, June 30th, where you could win a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. Some restrictions may apply. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Vacations are better at the river.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the third here. Will Moore getting ready to start his third inning of work. 1-0 Reading Colt 45's. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. The mission of the McConnell Foundation, helping better communities through philanthropy. And they challenge you to get out there and make a difference in your community. First pitch on the inning is a ground ball out to Larson at short. Nice play, 6-3 on the putout. And Nikola Myslinski grounds out to his opposite number at short. One down here. That'll bring up Brendan Fischel. Fischel 0-2 last night. He also drew a walk.
Next to the plate, the second baseman, number 30, Brendan Fischel.
First pitch is down in the dirt there from Moore, 1-0. Now 2-0 as he misses again below the zone. Looks like we might have had a last-minute substitution here. That looks like number two, Cody Abels, in there for Fischel at second, so not sure what the story is there. We'll get you more info as we find out. Now three balls and no strikes. That ball very high, and Moore issues a four-pitch walk here to start the inning. Or rather, with one out in the inning. That'll bring up the top of the lineup, Jordy Hart. He singled his first time up. Absolutely perfect day for baseball here in Eureka, California. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation. A Reading Cool 45's baseball, 64 degrees. sunny, just a slight breeze, not a cloud in the sky after an overcast game last night. Hope everybody over there in Northern California's inland empire there, the Shasta County area, is having a good day today. Hopefully it's as pleasant there as it is here. Breaking ball there from Moore, misses 1-0. Runner on first, one out, Jordy Hart, the center fielder for the B-52s. Already 1-for-1 tonight, steps in. He's got a 1-0 count. Here's Moore. Now comes set, ready and fires. That's a little bit outside. True Blood held it there for an extra half a beat to give the umpire time to think about it, but he's made up his mind. It's a ball 2-0. Will Moore out of Taft, California. Small town in the southern half of the state. Less than 10,000 people, but well represented in the pitching department here by Mr. Moore. That's a swing and a miss. 2-1 now. And 5 shutout innings in his last start. 2 1/3 here so far tonight. Allowed just one runner to reach third thus far. That was Hart in the first inning. He was stranded there. He struck out Mason Allen to end that frame. Here's the 2-1, and he hit him. Looks like he got him on the arm or possibly on the side, but Hart's going to take the hit by a pitch. He trots down to first, so with one down, there's now runners on first and second. And that's going to bring up Spencer Duggan. He walked in the first before being erased on a double play, hit into by Jeff Giacomini, a 6-4-3.
The third baseman, number 8, Spencer Duggan.
Third baseman Duggan 0-for-4 last night. Strikeout and 3 grand outs. As the 45s absolutely tied the B-52's offense in knots in a 9-0 victory. Here's Moore now with a breaking ball. Nice pitch there on a get-it-in strike 0-1. Larson at short and Taylor at second. Taylor now shading toward the bag. Corners are in here, first and third. That's a breaking ball. Nice job by True Blood to block it on a pitch that bounced out in front of the plate. Moore got on top of that breaking ball a little bit, but catcher Zach True Blood keeping it in front of him, keeping the runners at bay. One ball, one strike, one out in a 1-0 ball game. 45s stake to a 1-0 lead, but there's two outs, or two on and one out here for Spencer Duggan. Swing and a miss. That one right by him now, 1-2. Moore with a good fastball. Ahern at first, playing a little bit behind the runner. LeBou at third, almost even with the bag. Woody Vibes would love to roll a double play ball here. They've already got one this game, had 3 last night. Here's the 1-2, a breaking ball, and he just barely reaches out and pokes it foul. An excuse me swing to try and prevent the strikeout there. So Duggan stays alive. It's still 1-2. Moore is going to take a walk with the new baseball. Runners take their leads. Moore gets a sign from True Blood. Comes set. Now he's ready. Leg kick and fire. That's a foul ball straight back. Still 1-2 here. Lots of seats in the shade if you're in the Humboldt area. Come on down to Bomber Field in Eureka and watch the 45s and the B-52s. We're in the bottom of the third here of a 1-0 ball game. Two men on for the B-52s. That ball is flying down the left field line, foul out of play. Had some Little League here earlier today. And some college summer league baseball here on 5:30 start for the 45s and the B-52s here tonight. That's a breaking ball, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Nice pitch by Moore as Duggan goes down on strikes, and there's now 2 down for Giacomini. And Moore 1 out from stranding another man in scoring position out there at second.
The first baseman, number 20, Jeff Giacomini.
Giacomini came up with 2 outs and nobody on, or 2 on and nobody out, I should say. Runners on first and second in the first, and he hit into a 6-4-3 double play. Larson to Taylor to Ahern. two down here. That's a breaking ball low and away, and he offers at it, fouls it down the first baseline, 0-1. B-52 is making more throw, a lot of pitches this inning. As a walk and a hit batsman, have two men on with two down here. That's a breaking ball. It's hit out into left field. Coming in is Porter. He makes, he dives, and he's not going to be able to get it. Two runs are going to score. That's going to be an RBI double for Giacomini. It's 2-1 B-52s. That one looked like it was hit off the end of the bat a little bit, sinking fast. Porter had to make a split-second decision on whether to take it on the hop or make the dive. He dove, was unable to come up with it. And Hart scores all the way from first. As did the runner from second, Cody Abels. That'll bring up Mason Allen with the runner on second now, and two down. He struck out looking in the first to end the inning, which stranded a runner at third. Two runs already home here for the B-52s. In the bottom of the third, Moore comes set. That one misses, 1-0. Home plate umpire tonight is Hank Levy. That ball misses a little bit low now, 2-0, as Moore's around the strike zone, but unable to get either one of those over, 2-0 now. And Drew Blood's going to go out and have a word with him at the plate. The breeze kicks up a little bit here. Two balls, no strikes, two outs, runner on second. It's a 2-1 ball game. Hometown Humboldt B-52s leading the Reading Colt 45s. That's a line drive out into right center. That's going to get down and score a run. That'll be extra bases. It's going to hit the wall on one bounce. Fielding it is Ryan Williams. Throws it in to Taylor. But that's an RBI double from Mason Allen on a shot out to right center. It's 3-1. B-52s back-to-back RBI doubles by Jeff Giacomini and Mason Allen, the 3-4 hitters. And the B-52s are in business here. Barrett Fasking, pitching coach for the 45, is going to go out and have a word with Will Moore. It was Giacomini and Mason Allen last night, a combined 2-for-6. They're already 2-for-4 tonight with three RBIs. Back-to-back doubles have made it 3-1 here. Get you some scores from around the league here. Yankees beat the Twins 7-6. Diamondbacks over the Phillies 4-1. Angels over the A's 7-1. Seattle falls to Boston 6-2. Toronto falls to Baltimore 4-2. Matt Bone now going to be the hitter here. He struck out in the second. Comes up with a man on second, two down. Trying to keep this two-out rally going here for the B-52s. Three runs already home here in the bottom of the third. And ball is low, 1-0. Astros beat the Reds 5-4. Miami over Colorado 9-6 today. Here's the 1-0 from Moore. That ball's down in the dirt, and it kicks away from True Blood. Heading over to third is going to be Allen. And it's now 2-0. That one bounced right in front of the plate. Tough play for True Blood. It kicked off his left shoulder. Allen now at third for Matt Bone, the DH. Gets the sign now. He's ready with the 2-0. Kicks and fires. That ball is grounded up the middle to Will Moore. Should be an easy put out there. 1-3 on the ground out. That'll end the inning. But three runs are across for the Humboldt B-52s. It's 3-1. Humboldt, we're headed to the top of the fourth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Wings of Summer Butterflies opens at Turtle Bay for a limited engagement again this summer. From May 1st to July 10th, you can observe hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden. Up to 32 species of butterflies will arrive as chrysalis and will enclose in the butterfly house. You can witness this magical experience or even release your own butterfly for just a dollar. The Butterfly House is open daily starting May 1st. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the fourth here from Bomber Field on KCNR 1460. Kyle DeFore bringing you Colt 45's Baseball on our first road trip of the year. Game 2 of 3. 45's won 9-0 last night. Down 3-1 here in the top of the fourth as the Humboldt B-52 scored 3 runs in the bottom of the third. And it's going to be the 2-3-4 hitters for your Reading Colt 45s, Chase Larson, Ryan Williams, and Jonathan Alvarez. Larson starting at shortstop tonight. Had an RBI ground out in the first for the 45s lone run after Zach Taylor led off with a triple. He'll stand in for a second at bat here against Zach O'Haron. That ball is driven to center field. Going back on his horse is hard. That ball is going to be off the wall on one bounce. That's going to be at least a double here for Larson, and that ball is overthrown on the infield but backed up by the catcher here. Lead off double and a loud one by Chase Larson out of Palo Cedro. And the 45s start to come back early here. That one well over Hart's head in center field. An impressive display there by Chase Larson, and right back in the stretch goes O'Haron. Ryan Williams, the center fielder, drew a walk his first time up. The breaking ball in there. Nice pitch by O'Haron. Get ahead 0-1. Williams DH last night. He's in center tonight out of Cal Baptist University. Infielders faint towards second. Now back towards the normal depth. That ball is skied out to shallow center. Coming in to make the play is Hart. Tagging and going to third is Larson. No, it's a fake. And wisely done, as that was a nice throw to third by Hart. So score that a fly out to number 8. Larson stays put. That'll bring up Jonathan Alvarez.
Now batting for the Colt 45s, the designated hitter, number 30, Jonathan Alvarez.
So here's Jonathan Alvarez. Had a tough luck double play in the first inning, as he had a check swing that was a line drive right to first base. It was taken by Giacomini as he stepped on the bag and doubled off Williams. So didn't even really get to take a full swing and hit into the double play. Tough luck for Alvarez. He comes up now with a runner on second and one down. And a nice RBI spot here for the DH and cleanup hitter tonight. He takes that one 0-1 now. Oh, and one here to Alvarez. O'Meara gets the sign from Allen. Now comes set. Larson takes his lead off second. Really stretching it out now. That ball is very high up in the eyes of Alvarez. Easy take, 1-1. Tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. The mission of the McConnell Foundation is helping better communities through philanthropy. The McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community. So we thank them for their sponsorship of Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460. Here's the 1-1. That ball is flied out to left. Coming in and taking it is Kyle, and he does. So that's After the leadoff double, we've had a fly out to center and a fly out to left. Neither one able to get Larson to third, so he's still out there at second with two down. That'll bring up D.J. Porter, the left fielder, grounded out to short his first time.
Number 44, D.J. Porter.
Two outs, runner on second. Top of the fourth inning here from Eureka, California. Colt 45 is trying to come back here, down 3-1. First pitch is a breaking ball outside from O'Haron, 1-0. Porter wearing number 44 in left field tonight. He's also started at first base this season. O'Haron kicks and fires. That ball is fouled out of play down the right field line into the parking lot. 1-1 now. Get you some other scores from around the league. Of course, Giants beat Tampa Bay 6-4, seven straight wins for the Giants. Cleveland beats the Chicago White Sox 13-2. Rest of the game still in action. Mets up on Atlanta 3-0. Here's the 1-1. Called strike two on Porter. Nice pitch on the outside corner. Pittsburgh up on the Cubs 2-1 in the fourth. And Kansas City beating the Tigers 5-2 in the fourth. Of course, the story of the sports world tomorrow, Game 7 of the NBA Finals between the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors. That's a breaking ball down and away. Now 2-2 on Porter. Nice take. So the Cavs try to become the first team in NBA history to come back from 3-1 deficit in the NBA Finals to win. And the Warriors try to close out their historic 73-win season with a back-to-back championship. Undoubtedly going to be one of the premier sports events of the year and probably the most highly rated other than the Super Bowl. That ball down in the dirt, a snap throw down to second behind Larson, but to no avail. He did have quite a secondary lead there. He's about a third of the way to third base. And he's able to scramble back now. A full count with two outs. He runs D.J. Porter. Let's see if he gets to pitch to hit with first base open. Fastball outside. And he walked him. So runners on first and second now with two down. That'll bring up Al Burjas. He reached on an error and stole the base in his first at bat.
Now batting for the 45, the right fielder number 29, Andres
Alvarez. Third baseman Duggan goes over to say something to O'Haron. Now we're lined up and ready to go. So here's Al Burjas hitting in the six hole tonight. Big RBI spot here. Runners on first and second, two down. Runners not being held on. First pitch is grounded through the left side. That's going to be a base hit. Not very well hit, so Larson's going to round and head towards the plate. He's going to score easily as the ball was kicked around out there and left a little bit by Kyle. And it's 3-2. 45s get one back here on an RBI single by Andres Alburjas. Porter moves up to second. Larson scores on the play. That'll bring up Jeff Ahern. Still two down here.
Jeff Ahern.
Runners on first and second. Ahern in the seven hole tonight, grounded into a double play. Or rather, flew into that odd double play that ended up being a 6-4-5-3. Had a little flare out to left field. The runner got caught in no man's land, and Ahern was thrown out trying to get to second after he was tagged out in a pickle between second and third. That was Alburjas. So a weird, ugly-looking double play in the second inning. Ahern now with a 0-1 count in an RBI spot. That ball is fouled out of play now, 0-2. On deck would be Trueblood should Ahern reach here. Top of the fourth from beautiful Eureka, California. Kyle DeFore bringing you a KCNR 1460s presentation of Colt 45's baseball. Three balls, 0-2 here. Ahern fouls that one off. Fastball up in his eyes, able to foul it back. 0-2 count here with two down, two men on. Humboldt B-52's got three runs in the bottom of the third to take a 3-1 lead. 45's led off this inning with a double. And they've since scored one run. That was Chase Larson. And threatening here as well with Porter at second. Al Borjas at first for Jeff Ahern. That one very high. Easy take there. 1-2 now. Here's the 1-2. That ball is flying out of play down the left field line again. Ahern spoiling some tough pitches here.
Hey, get him six.
Trying to straighten one out here. Get an RBI and tie this ball game. Tying run at second base. Go ahead run at first. We've got a good one going here. 3-2 in the top of the fourth. O'Hearn kicks and fires. That's grounded up the middle. Second baseman's going to have a tough play, and he gets him by half a step. Ahern is out, so that's a 4-3 put out, and that'll end the inning. But the 45s get one back. It's 3-2. We head to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Lindabot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the vitamin shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target center next to the vitamin shop.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the fourth here from Bomber Field in Eureka, California. 3-2, Humboldt B-52s leading your Redding Colt 45s. Three runs in the bottom of the third for the B-52s to take a 3-1 lead. 45s got one back last inning. That's where we stand, 3-2. Will Moore getting ready to start his fourth inning of work here. Leading off is going to be Daniel Teasley, the right fielder. Grounded out to second his first time. First pitch misses 1-0. Tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. The McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community. We got a bunt down the third baseline. Coming up and charging is LeBou, and he's going to have no play. Great bunt there by Teasley. Deadened it off the end of the bat. Went about 15 feet down the third baseline. No chance for the catcher to pounce on it. Can't bunt it any better than that, and he beats it out easily. A leadoff single for Teasley. That'll bring up Tyler Kyle. Flew out to center his first time, up 0-1. And first pitch is bunted. Moore takes it. Might have had a play at second there, but going to first all the way, so score that one, a sacrifice bunt for Kyle. 1-3 on the putout. Teasley moves up to second. There's one down now and a man in scoring position for Nikola Myslinski. Throwing it out to short his first time up.
The shortstop, number 21, Nikola Myslinski.
Runner on second with one down now here for the number 8 hitter, Miss Linsky. Over 2 last night with a sacrifice bunt. Runner bluffs a steal from second. First pitch misses now 1-0. Teasley out at second with one down. for the B-52s here in the bottom half of the fourth. They lead 3-2. Runner goes. And no chance to get him as that is stolen easily at third. True Blood with a throw, but no chance as he got a great jump. Scored a stolen base for Teasley, and now a runner at third with one down. 45s do not bring the infield in first and third. Rather, Ahern at first is about even with the bag. Labou now sneaking in at third. That ball misses down low now, 2-1. So the 45s will give up a run on a ground ball up the middle. Trying to cut off anything sharply hit to the corners. And a 3-2 ball game here. That ball misses now, 3-1. And not the end of the world if you lose him here, as with one down and a runner on third, a walk would set up a double play. Here's the 3-1 from Moore. Breaking ball misses very low, and that's a walk. So runners on first and third now with one down.
Second baseman, number 2, Cody Abels.
That'll bring up Cody Abels. Official, a scratch. Was in originally in the starting lineup, but Abels there at second base now. He walked and scored in the third. Runners at the corners here, one out. Forty-fives trailing 3-2 here in the bottom of the fourth. Moore fires a fastball in there for a strike right at the knees, 0-1. Good sign there from Moore. He's fallen behind some hitters here tonight, uncharacteristically. Usually he's up 0-1 and 1-2 seemingly all night. Fighting himself a little bit here tonight. Here's the 0-1. That ball up and brushed him back as Abels had to spin around, almost got him in the left shoulder. 1-1 now. Mislinski at first, Teasley at third. That ball is bounced in there. Nice job by True Blood to keep in front of him. Now two balls, one strike. Runner being held on at first. Here's the 2-1 from Moore. That ball down in the dirt as well. Now 3-1. And Drew Blood's going to go out and have a word with him. Might see something mechanically there or just have a suggestion or possibly just a word of encouragement. Count stands at 3-1. Runners on the corners. Still only one out here. As they've gone single, bunt, stolen base of third, and walk. 3-1 pitch from Moore. That ball is grounded to short. 6-4. And no chance to get him at first as Abels beats it out. So score that one a 6-4 fielder's choice and one run batted in. It's now 4-2. B-52s. Mislinski erased at second. He's replaced by Abels at first, so now there's a runner at first with two down. And we're back to the top of the lineup. That's Jordy Hart. He's walked and been hit by a pitch. Also scored once. Moore steps off now. Gets the sign from True Blood. Now he's ready. Comes set, kicks, and fires. That ball is fouled off the catcher's helmet. Sounded worse than it looked. Is True Blood done the worst for wear? He's going to keep on ticking. 0-1 here. A thankless job playing catcher. They can make the difference in winning and losing for your ball club. Here's the 0-1. Snap throw to first. Ahern applies the tag, but it's too late. Abels is back. Now more toes the rubber comes set. Here's the 0-1 to Hart. Breaking ball, perfect pitch. Breaks right down at the knees, 0-2 now. And he's one pitch away from getting out of this inning and limiting the damage. Come set now, here's the 0-2. Breaking ball and inside, didn't quite make it back over the plate. Great break on that pitch, but just didn't quite make it back over. Location was right at the knees. It'll be 1-2 here to Hart. Checks the runner, now he's ready. Swinging a foul ball, just barely tipped. Straight back and off Trueblood again, so he's taking a beating back there this inning. Professional courtesy by the umpire to brush off the plate. Anytime the catcher gets his bell rung a little bit or got dinged a little bit, you'll see the umpire do that. Here's the 1-2 again from Will Moore. Ooh, breaking ball, and he hit him in the back as that one got away from him. Hart tried to duck down underneath it, but unable to do so. That bounces off between his shoulder blades. So for the second straight inning, Jordy Hart's been hit by a pitch. Now runners on first and second as Abels moves up. That's going to bring up Duggan. And it looks like Cataray is going to make a change. Let's take a short 60-second break here. We'll be right back with more Cool 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable, first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Number 37, Billy Fogle.
Still in the bottom of the fourth here, two down, runners on first and second. Will Moore has been relieved after 3 2/3 by Billy Fogle, right-hander number 37. So 3 2/3 for Moore, and he's responsible for the runners at first and second. Fogle finishing his warm-up tosses here. Fogle's now ready to go, and we're going to see Spencer Duggan will be at the plate. Hart at first after getting hit by a pitch. Abels at second after reaching on a fielder's choice and driving in a run. So Fogle will face the number two hitter. With two down, runners on first and second.
Now batting for the B-52s, the third baseman, number 8, Spencer Duggan.
And a big at bat here for the 45s is they'd like to end this inning right here and not get to the 3 and 4 hitters who both had RBI doubles last inning. You'd love to have the 3 and 4 hitters lead off next inning rather than hit this inning with men on, but in a 4-2 ball game with two down, Billy Fogle's got to get Spencer Duggan first. First pitch is high, 1-0 now. Come them. Set now fires that ball down in the dirt. Nice job by True Blood to keep it in front of him, 2-0. Louisville gets the sign from True Blood. Now comes set. Checks the runner. Kicks and fires. And ball outside now, 3-0. So Duggan, the B-52's third baseman, in the driver's seat here, 3-0, probably taken all the way. Runners on first and second, two down in the bottom of the fourth. He takes a strike there from Fogle, now 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Comes set, here he comes, and that's a ground ball up the middle. Taking it short and flipped over to second. That's a 6-4 put out, and that'll end the inning. But one run comes across. They get the one run back that the 45s got in the top of the inning. We head to the top of the fifth. It's 4-2, Humboldt B-52s. You're listening to Redding Cole 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the fifth here in Eureka, California, live from Bomber Field. B-52s hosting your hometown, Redding Colt 45s. First road trip of the year, game two of a three-game series. We'll do it one more time tomorrow at 11:30 in the morning, so make sure you tune in early on Father's Day for the getaway game here. Zach Trueblood going to lead off the inning. He's 0-for-1, or rather, he walked his first time up 0-for-0. As the wind starts to kick up a little bit here, Zach O'Haron misses with the first one, 1-0. 45's down 4-2. So they did score one run last inning, so called strike there now, 1-1 on True Blood. Tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, their mission to help better communities through philanthropy. And they challenge you to get out there and make a difference in your community. So our thanks to the McConnell Foundation. That ball is driven out to right center, hanging up now, and it's going to be taken out there in right on a flyout by Teasley. So a flyout by True Blood to start the inning there. That'll bring up Austin LeBou. He's 0-for-1.
Next to the plate, the third baseman, number 23, Austin LeBou.
LeBou out of Cottonwood, California. Steps in with one out, nobody on here. The ground ball to short. Taking it is Mislinski, and that's a one pitch out. Score at 6-3, and there's two down here for the top of the inning, for the top of the lineup, I should say, and that's Taylor. Taylor 1-for-2 with a triple and a run scored, also struck out once.
The second baseman, number 4, Zach Taylor.
So here's Taylor. Tripled off the wall in the first to lead off the game. Scored the 45's first run. First pitch is in there at the belt for a strike. 0-1. O'Hearn's kind of found a groove a little bit here. Give up one in the first, one in the fourth. And he's got a fly ball to left. That one should be playable. Coming in now, sinking fast, and he's going to make the play. So Kyle makes it out there in left. That's a 1-2-3 inning. We head to the bottom of the fifth, still 4-2. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Bottom of the fifth here from Bomber Field in Eureka, California. Colt 45's down 4-2 to the hometown B-52s. Giacomini is going to lead off the inning here. Had a two-run double in the third in that three-run inning. He also scored after Mason Allen doubled him home. Very next batter, so 4-2 here. Billy Fogle going to start his first inning of work. That ball is driven out to center field. That ball is going to be taken out there by Williams. One pitch, one out for Fogle. Score that a fly out to number 8. And one pitch outs make managers and pitching coaches happy. That one was about 30 or 35 feet from the wall, so pretty routine play out there for Ryan Williams. That'll bring up Mason Allen. He struck out and doubled. Had an RBI in the third, as you mentioned previously. Top of the fifth here. Bottom of the fifth, I should say. Fogle fires one outside. That's a ball. Tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission to help better communities through the philanthropy, and the McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community. Our thanks to them for sponsoring the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. Fogle fires one high above the zone. Now it's 2-0. On the B-52's cleanup hitter, Mason Allen. That one misses down low now, 2-1, or 2-0, I should say. Allen, 2-for-4 last night, had two singles. Also flew out and grounded into a double play. Matt Bone on deck. That's a cold strike there. 3-1 now. On the B-52's catcher. Fogle in the windup and now fires. That ball is driven to left field and very high. Porter drifting back, now coming in a couple steps, and he'll make the play. So a fly out to left and two quick outs here for Fogle. That'll bring up Matt Bone, the DH. Two outs, nobody out here for Matt Bone. He's the DH tonight. So after a 9-0 win last night for the Colt 45s, where the pitching was dominant, we've got a good one going here. 4-2 home team. B-52s leading your Colt 45s. First pitch there from Fogle is a strike. The DH, Matt Bone, he's struck out and grounded out. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball right in there. Nice pitch from Fogle. 0-2. You watched it go right by. Fogle wasting no time. Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball down below the zone. Nice take by Bone, as that was a pitcher's pitch. Ball by design, 1-2 now. And Vogel's come out of the bullpen and shut down last inning, and he's got a 1-2-3 right on his plate here, although that one's going to be lined out into center, sinking fast, and Williams is going to take it on a hop, so that is a single. A dying line drive gets down in front of Ryan Williams, so that's a two-out single. That'll bring up Teasley. He singled last inning and scored. Leading off the fourth, he'll bat with two out and a man on here in the fifth. The Teasley 1-for-2, 0-for-3 last night. Runner being held on at first. Fogle kicks and fires. In there for a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Coming up on 7 o'clock here in Eureka, California. We're in the low 60s on a great day for baseball. Breaking ball outside by Fogle misses, 1-1 now. Humboldt leading 4-2 in the bottom of the fifth. .45s will have the 2-3-4 hitters in the lineup next inning. Larson, Williams, and Alvarez. That's a ground ball to second as he just kind of fought it off. Taylor flips it to short. That's a 4-6 put out. That'll end the inning, so we head to the top of the sixth. It's 4-2 Humboldt. You're listening to Reading Colt 45's Baseball in KCNR 1460.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at megastarfinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110 or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Dallas hitter zone, Chase Larson going to lead off the top of the sixth here for your Reading Colt 45's. The pitch is in called strike from Zach O'Haron. That ball is grounded up the middle right back to the pitcher on one hop. That'll be a 1-3 put out. One down here in the top of the sixth. 45's have had base runners in each of the first four innings. Fifth inning, the only one where they have not had a base runner thus far, but able to push across just a single run in the first and a single run in the fourth. It's 4-2. Here's Ryan Williams, center fielder. He's 0-for-1. He's also drawn a walk. Leads the team with two home runs on the campaign. That ball is driven into the gap in left center. That's going to be extra bases. An absolute laser, and Williams is going to be in there at second with a stand-up double. On some loud contact. Got a pitch in the happy zone, and he did not miss it. That'll bring up Alvarez. He's 0-for-2 thus far. The DH.
Jonathan Alvarez.
Big hole on the right side as the first baseman shading toward the line and the second baseman shading toward the back. So all kinds of room to shoot at over there for Alvarez. Third baseman hugging the line as well. That ball is a little bit high, 1-0. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. The McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community. Our thanks to the McConnell Foundation, longtime Reading philanthropists, sponsoring the entire weekend series here in Humboldt. You're listening to Game 2 of a three-game series. Colt 45s won last night 9-0. They're down 4-2 here in the top of the sixth to the Humboldt B-52s. We've got one more game tomorrow at 11:30 in the a.m., an early Friday, or early Sunday, I should say, start as Alvarez out in front of that one, breaking ball, and just pops it up on the infield. That'll be the second out of the inning, pop out to the shortstop, number six. That'll bring up Porter with two outs and a runner on second.
Next to the plate, the left fielder, number 44, DJ Porter.
So here's Porter, the left fielder. He's 0 for 1. He's also drawn a walk. Ground out to his shortstop and a walk in the second and fourth innings, respectively. Williams out there at second. And first pitch misses, and Allen couldn't believe it. The catcher for the B-52s, he started to throw it back to the pitcher and then held on to it almost in disbelief, but it's a ball. Can't tell you where it missed, but it's 1-0. Quick pitch there on a slide step, and that ball's very high up in the eyes of Porter. Two and 0-1, the 45's left fielder here. Runner on second, two down. Down by two. They'd love to get that runner in there, and he's takes one up above the hands. 3-0 now. So probably take it all the way here on 3-0. On deck is Andres Alboras. He had an RBI single in the fourth, his last at bat. Here's a 3-0 to Porter. Taken all the way, and it's right down the pipe, 3-1 now. Still in the driver's seat. Hitters count here. Doesn't have to come into him, though. First base is open. That ball misses outside, so a walk to Porter. First and second now with two down. That'll bring up Alborjas. Singled through the left side last time. Just squeaked by the shortstop. Larson was able to score from second for the 45's second run of the inning. He comes up in a big spot here with runners on first and second, tying run at first base. Go ahead run at the plate in the top of the sixth. Andres, the right fielder, batting sixth tonight. Not in the lineup last night. His manager, Greg Catteray, has seven new starters in the game tonight. Nice play by Allen there. Humboldt B-52's catcher to keep that one from getting by him, as that was a breaking ball over in the left-handed hitter's batter's box in the dirt. Runners stay put at first and second. One ball, no strikes here. O'Haron has pitched 5 2/3, a two-run ball here for the Humboldt B-52, but he's in trouble. That ball's a strike at the knees, 1-1. As the 45s are threatening here with the man in scoring position. And two down in the top of the sixth. 1-1 now. O'Haron gets the sign from Allen, comes set, kicks and fires. That ball is driven deep to center field. That ball is going back, way back. It is off the wall. And scoring from second is going to be Williams. Coming around and scoring from first is going to be Porter. And that's a two-run double for Andres Alborjas. He almost put that one out of here to dead center field. An absolute bomb off the wall. And we got a tied ball game. It's 4-4. Let's go ahead and make that our Kia drive of the game. This portion is brought to you by Redding Kia. Kia's drive of the week, the 2016 Sorento. Test drive one today at Redding Kia. And Andres Alborjas with an absolute rocket. Well over the center fielder Hart's head. Nearly got that one out of here for a three-run jack, but it's a two-run double. We've got a brand-new ball game. It's 4-4. So here's Ahern trying to put the 45s back in the lead. With a runner on second, two down, swing and a miss. He took a big cut at that one. The impressive power of Andres Alborjas. On full display there. As the wind's actually blowing in a little bit. Might have hurt his chances there, but he's out at second here. Ahern watches that one go by. It kind of spun around to get away from it, but it's on the inside corner, 0-2. He didn't like the call. Here's the 0-2 now from O'Haron to the lefty Ahern. Breaking ball. Got him. Called strike three. And that'll end the inning. But the 45s get two back on a two-run double by Andres Alboras. It's a 4-4 tie. We head to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Redding Cool 45s Baseball, KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Bob Martin here at AM 1460 KCNR, also streaming online at KCNR1460.com. Our AM transmitter was recently damaged by lightning, and as a result, we are having to broadcast at very low power on 1460 while we continue to work to fix the problem. In the meantime, we invite you to continue listening to us online at KCNR1460.com. Rest assured, we're working to restore our AM signal as soon as possible. Thanks again for listening to KCNR Radio.
Dignity Health presents the 10th Annual Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style, June 25th at the historic Cascade Theater. For 10 years, community leaders have danced to support survivors of domestic and sexual abuse and their children. One Safe Place invites you to join the cast of 2016 as they compete for the coveted Champions Trophy. Get your tickets for the show and vote for your favorite dancer at ospshasta.org or call 244-0118. Sponsored by Record Searchlight, O2 Employment Services, and Simpson University.
Hello, at Hilltop Medical Clinic, we're here when you need us. No appointments are necessary. This gives us a unique picture of the health and the infections that are circulating in our community. Want to know if influenza has arrived in Reading? Then like our Hilltop Medical Clinic Facebook page or go to our website at hilltopmedicalclinic.com. Awareness is one of the best ways to protect the health of your family and children. Hilltop Medical Clinics, 221-1565 or 246-4629.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the sixth here from Bomber Field in Eureka, California. 4-4 tie as the 45s push across two on a two-run double by Andres Alborjas to tie the game in the top of the sixth. Billy Fogle getting ready to start his second full inning of work. Relieved Will Moore in the fourth. He's officially thrown one and one-third thus far. Through a scoreless fifth. Leading off is going to be the bottom of the lineup, Tyler Kyle, the seven hitter. Left fielder takes a called first strike there. It'll be Kyle, Mislinski, and Abels, the left fielder, shortstop, and second baseman, 7, 8, 9 hitters for the B-52s. That ball's down in the dirt now, 1-1. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, their mission to help better communities through philanthropy. And the McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community. Our thanks to them for their sponsorship of the Redding Colt 45s. Fastball up in the eyes of Kyle, and he offers at it to no avail. Now 1-2. Swung at the pitcher's pitch there is Billy Fogle. Hitting the count now. Here's the 1-2. That ball very high. Fastball about 6 inches higher than the last one, and he spun away from it. Now 2-2. Kyle 0-for-1 with a bunt. Sacrifice. That's a ground ball to third base on one hop to LeBou. He fields it low throw, and Ahern unable to scoop it out. And he's going to get to second base as LeBou skipped it over there, and Ahern no chance. So that's a E5 on the 45s, and leadoff man is on at second.
No outs.
That'll bring up Mislinski.
Approaching the plate for the B-52s, shortstop.
0-for-1 with a walk.
21, Nikola Mislinski.
So Fogle's going to need to pick up his defense here as they got a man on second. And nobody out here in a 4-4 tie, bottom of the sixth. Mislinski, the shortstop, number 8 hitter, standing in. First pitch is high, 1-0. Activity now in the B-52's bullpen. The 45s broke through for two last inning to tie the game. Off the starter, O'Haron. 1-0, and that ball is outside, 2-0. And they appeal out to the umpire on the check swing, and yes, it is a strike. So Trueblood with a heads-up play, calling for the appeal, and now it's 1-1. B-52 fans don't like the call, but nobody's ever won an argument with an umpire as far as I can tell. At least I've never seen it. Here's the 1-1 from Fogle, breaking ball, and that one misses 2-1. Home plate umpire Hank Levy appealing to Elliot Baker out there, so don't blame the home plate umpire on that one. Here's the 2-1 from Fogle, runner on second, nobody out. That ball very high, and it skips past Trueblood to the screen, and moving over to third is Tyler Kyle. So runner on third now with nobody out for Miss Linsky. Count is now 3-1. Infield now comes in a tie game with nobody out and a runner on third. Fogle ready now with a 3-1, comes set. Kicks and fires. That ball is fouled off, so 3-2 now. Got a fastball in under the hands, and he just fought it off. On deck is Cody Abels, the second baseman. And that's a walk. So runners on first and third now with one out as Miss Linsky draws the full count walk. And Abels will come up with runners on first and third. And Cataray is coming out to the mound.
Now batting for the B-52. The second baseman, number two, Cody Abels.
So Cataray going to have a word with Fogle, but it looks like he's going to keep him in there. Probably something along the lines of throw strikes here in the bottom of the lineup here. You hate to walk the number eight hitter. As Miss Linsky has drawn two walks now. Grounded out in the third, walked in the fourth, walked in the sixth now. Runners at the corners for Fogle with nobody out. Abels has walked and hit into a fielder's choice in the fourth. Walked and scored in the third, fielder's choice in an RBI in the fourth. So he's 0-1. Middle infielder's double play. Depth 45s will give up a run for a double play here. First pitch is very high. Easy take there for Abels, 1-0. Ahern holding the runner at first. Labou even with the bag at third there. Here's the 1-0 from Fogle. Swing and a miss. He got a fastball right by him. 1-1 now. .45's tied the game up in the top half of the inning. B-52's threatening here in the bottom half. It's a 4-4 game in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the 1-1 from Fogle. Called strike two. Nice fastball there. Athanese 1-2 now. An absolute strikeout situation here. You're facing the number nine hitter. With the runners on the corners and nobody out. Fogle ahead in the count of 1-2. Comes set, checks the runners, gets the sign, kicks and fires. And that ball is driven out to left field. That ball is going to get down and score at least one. Williams cuts it off, throws it into third. That's going to be an RBI double for Abels. Scoring on the play is Kyle. It's 5-4 Humboldt B-52s. Moving over to third is Miss Linsky. So Cody Abels with his second RBI of the night. It's 5-4. Humboldt.
Number 7.
And Cataray is going to go get Fogle. That's going to be all for Billy Fogle. We're going to have a pitching change. We'll be right back on after a 60-second break here on KCNR 1460.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go, summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Back here at Bomber Field, the 45s down 5-4. Zach Morgan, the lefty, going to come in and relieve Billy Fogle here in the sixth. So Fogle still responsible for the men at second and third. He'll officially be in the, on the books for 1 1/3 tonight. So Zach Morgan, the lefty, number 41. We'll take the mound, and face the top of the lineup with runners on second and third and nobody out. It'll be the right-handed hitter, Jordy Hart. He's 1-for-1. He's also been hit by a pitch twice, both of those by Will Moore.
Number 41, Zach Morgan.
He was the last batter that Moore faced in the fourth before Fogle came in and got dug in the ground into the fielder's choice to end that inning.
Second and third base is no outs. Approaching the plate, the center fielder, number 7, Jordy Hart.
So here's Jordy Hart with nobody out, runners on second and third. Infield is in for the Redding Colt 45s, down 5-4. Tied the game up at the top half of the frame. B-52s have stormed back here to take the lead 5-4 and threatening for more. Morgan, the lefty, fires, and the first pitch is by him. Swing and a miss on the fastball. 0-1. Abels at second after the RBI double. Myslinski at third. Here's the 0-1. That ball down in the dirt. Nice job by Trueblood to stay in front of it. That one bounced in front of the plate. 1-1 now. Ball misses as well now, 2-1. Outfield playing fairly deep. Here's the 2-1 from Morgan. Kicks and fires. That ball is flying into shallow right field. Nobody's going to be able to get to that one. That's going to fall in. One run will score. Runner's going to stay at third as that one just flipped over the brought in infield. That's an RBI single for Hart. Coming around to score is Myslinski on the play. Over to third goes Abels. Running first and third. Still nobody out here in the sixth inning. Now 6-4 as the B-52's got those two runs they gave up in the top half back. And trying to get greedy here as Spencer Duggan steps in. 0-for-2, he's also drawn a walk. Runners on the corners, nobody out. Morgan fires. That first one is in there for a strike, 0-1. Morgan, the tall lefty in the stretch. Gets a sign from True Blood, checks the runner, now comes set. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball down in the dirt. Duggan does not offer. 1-1 now. And True Blood's earning his money back there today. He's been digging balls out of the dirt all night long. Snap throw to first. Back is Hart. Here's the pitch. Runner goes towards second. Ground ball to short. And only play is going to be over at first. And he got him. So scored that one 6-3 on the fielder's choice. Another run comes around as Abel scores from third. Third run home here. This inning, it's 7-4. Humboldt B-52s. RBI for Duggan. Hart moves up to second as he was running on the play. Stay out of the double play. I'll bring up Jeff Giacomini. He's 1-for-3. He has a two-run double. He's also scored a run. All of that in the third. He comes up here with a run around second, one down. Swing and a miss on a ball down below the knees. Pitcher's pitch there. It's 0-1. Giacomini already the sixth man to come up to the plate here in the inning. There's still only one down. Here's the 0-1 from Morgan. Breaking ball, and he's way out in front of that one. Just fouls it back to the screen. Out on his front foot was Giacomini. It's a quick 0-2 here. For the Reading Cool 45's lefty. Taking a long look into True Blood now. Gets the sign. Checks the runner at second. Kicks and fires. And a pop-up on the infield. Playable for Taylor out at second base, and he makes the catch. So non-productive out there for the B-52s. There's now two down. Score that one, a pop out to four. That'll bring up Mason Allen. Flew out his last time up. He's 1-for-3 with an RBI double.
The catcher, number 28, Mason Allen.
So Morgan one out away from ending the frame here and limiting the damage to three. The B-52s have retaken the lead. It's 7-4 here. First pitch is in there for a strike. Morgan gets ahead 0-1. Kyle DeFore here in Eureka, California, live at Bomber Field, bringing you the Humboldt B-52s hosting your Reading Cool 45s. It's 7-4 Humboldt with two down in the sixth. That's a ground ball to second. Taking it is Taylor. Should be a routine play, and it is 4-3 on the put out. That'll end the inning. But three runs home here for the B-52s. They retake the lead. It's 7-4. You're listening to Reading Cool 45s Baseball, KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Erin Richart with Properties by Merit. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a property, I can help. Call me today at 949-9103 to discuss your real estate needs or visit my website at richartrealestate.com. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Call or text me, Erin Richart, 949-9103.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Colt 45's down 7-4 here to the hometown Humboldt B-52s here, live from Bomber Field in Eureka. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR's presentation of Colt 45's Baseball all summer long. This is game 13 out of 45. You can get the entire schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. Our second out of five road games total. Going to do one more tomorrow and then two in July. The other 40 games all at Tiger Field. Again, you get that entire schedule at ReadingColt45s.com. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. The McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community. So our thanks to the McConnell Foundation for their support of Reading Colt 45's Baseball here on the radio. They're sponsoring this entire weekend series here over in beautiful Eureka, California. Leading off the top of the seventh, down 7-4 is Zach Trueblood. He's 0-1. He's flown out and drawn a walk. He'll be followed by Austin LeBou, the third baseman. Then the top of the lineup is Zach Taylor. Starting his seventh inning of work is Zach O'Heron. Allowed single runs in the first and the fourth. Two runs in the sixth last inning to tie the game up at four before the B-52s put up a three spot in the bottom half of the inning to retake that lead 7-4. First pitch is a strike. Second one is popped up down the right field line. Going to be a tough play for the first baseman there, and nobody's going to get that one as Giacomini gave good chase along with right fielder Teasley, but drops between them. Quick 0-2 here on Trueblood. So O'Heron, despite the fact that he's given up four runs in seven innings, pitch count not prohibitive here. He's had some short innings. 1-2-3 innings in the fifth and 1-2-3 inning in the third as well. So that ball's down in the dirt now, 1-2 to Trueblood. Gets a sign from his catcher, Allen, shakes him off. Now he's ready to go. Winds and fires. Here's the 1-2. That ball is flown out to center field. Hart should be right under it, and he is. First out of the inning. So Trueblood flies out to center. That'll bring up LeBou. Third baseman out of Cottonwood is 0-2 tonight. It'll be LeBou, then Taylor, Larson, should it go that far.
Austin LeBou.
One out, nobody on here. LeBou takes a ball outside. That ball is driven to third base on a hop. Nice play over there at third. And he's out. That scored that one 5-3, and there's a quick two down here for the 45s in their half of the seventh. Nice play over there by Spencer Duggan at third. That'll bring up Taylor with two outs and nobody on.
Now batting for the Reading Colt 45s, the second baseman, number four, Zach Taylor.
So here's Taylor, and he's 1-for-3 with a triple and a run scored. That was in the first inning. The 45s got out to a 1-0 lead. They're currently down 7-4 here. That ball has popped up right at me here. And that gets one of our fans here right on the back. About 10 feet away from me here. Got to bring your glove, fans. She looks none the worse for wear. And a souvenir here for the B-52 fans. No ball, one strike here on Taylor. Ball very high, 1-1 now. This day in baseball history, 1975. Red Sox rookie outfielder Fred Lynn hits three home runs, drives in 10 in a 15-1 win. Also had a triple in that game. It was a home run that would have been his fourth home run of the game. Missed it by about a foot. Red Sox great Fred Lynn, three home runs. This day in 1975. Another foul ball there by Taylor. It stays 1-2 with two down here. Nobody out. Here's the pitch. The ball's down in the dirt now, 2-2.
Make a play.
2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Nobody on here. In the top of the 7th, 7-4 ball game. Humble leading the Reading Colt 45s. Swing and a miss, and he struck him out. Taylor goes down on strikes. That'll end the inning. We head to the bottom of the 7th. You're listening to Reading Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Marvel as an owl flies inches from your head. See a porcupine up close and try to dig faster than a badger at Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show at Turtle Bay. Enjoy a fun-filled, educational wildlife show where animals showcase their natural behaviors in a captivating and inspiring atmosphere. Walk on the Wild Side is presented by Senator Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Trust. Catch the show at 11 a.m. and noon, Tuesdays through Sundays at Turtle Bay. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Zach Morgan getting ready to start the bottom of the 7th here. First pitch is the ball to Matt Bone, the DH. Second one is up high now, 2-0. Bone 1-for-3 with a single. 7-4 ball game here. Humble B-52s batting in their half of the 7th. That ball very high now, 3-0 on the leadoff hitter. For Zach Morton, he relieved last inning for Billy Fogel. Here's the 3-0. And that one misses. 4-pitch walk to start the inning. And that'll bring up Teasley. Teasley's 1-for-3 with a single. He's also scored a run.
With no outs on first base. Now
back for the B-52. So Ahern will hold the runner at first.
Number 4.
Morgan will face the right-handed hitter, Daniel Teasley. Ground out, single, and a fielder's choice. First pitch in there for a strike, 0-1. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission, to help better communities through philanthropy and encourage you to get out there and make a difference in your community. Snap throw to first by Morgan. Runner is back. B-52s with 3 in the 3rd, 1 in the 4th, and 3 more in the 6th. That's a foul ball. Right back to the screen, 0-2. So Morgan ahead of Teasley here, the runner on first after the leadoff walk. Checks the runner, here's the 0-2. That's a ground ball to short, not hit very hard, 6. And no play at all for Chase Larson as the ball hit the heel of his glove and popped up. No play. Would have been tough to get anybody on that one as it was hit very slowly, but we're going to call it a...
And a man on first and second base. Entering the batter's box.
They're going to score that in E6.
Number 15.
So first and second here, and that's Tyler Kyle. First and second, nobody out here. And he tries to square around a bunt, fouls it straight back to the screen, 0-1 here. Humboldt leading 7-4. We're in the bottom of the seventh here at Bomber Field in beautiful Eureka, California. Game two of a three-game series. We'll line up and do it again tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. here on KCNR 1460 for game three of that series. That ball is down in the dirt, and it kicks away. And the runner is running down to first like he got hit by a pitch. There's been no signal by the umpire, so not sure exactly what he thinks he's doing. We have not had a hit-by-pitch call, but he's gone down and run to first anyway. As if he's been hit by a pitch, but nonetheless, at the very least, it's going to be a passed ball, and the runner's on second and third here. We're going to call it a foul ball, it looks like, so 1-1 now. And the runners will have to head back if that's a foul ball, so conversation here between the B-52's manager and the umpire. Tyler Kyle, the left fielder, can go grab his bat again because they're calling that a foul ball, so runners still standing at second and third. I don't think everybody's on the same page here yet. Home plate umpire Hank Levy trying to get it straightened out, talking to both of his associates here. So we're calling it a hit batter now. We're on the honor system here, I guess. So the bases are loaded. Greg Cattaray can't believe it. And Cattaray is hot, and I don't really blame him here. As your initial call was a foul ball, but Tyler Kyle with a great sell job running down to first. It looks like he's going to get the benefit of the doubt from the umpire here, as it was originally called a foul ball, now being called a hit by pitch. Greg Cattaray can't believe it. And he's shaking his head, walking back to the bullpen, or walking back to the dugout. So we're going to have a bases loaded, no out situation here. That one officially goes as a hit by pitch for Tyler Kyle. Nikola Myslinski will bat with the bases loaded. He's 0-for-1. He's drawn two walks. He walked and scored in the sixth. So a force at any base here. Bottom of the seventh. Bases loaded. Nobody out. Humboldt B-52s trying to add to their 7-4 lead. Zach Morgan, the lefty, on the hill. Infield is in here. They're going to try and cut down the runner at home no matter what happens. First pitch is way outside. Ball one to Myslinski. Here's the 1-0 from Morgan. Swing and a miss. 1-1 now. Runner on second, Teasley, is about a 40% of the way to second base on his lead. I don't know if I've ever seen a larger lead off second base. That ball is grounded to shortstop. Coming home is Larson. They're going to get the force at home. And now they're going to get a double play. Nicely done by the 45s there as a throw home by Kyle Larson at shortstop. He cut it off, got the force at home. That's a 6-2 putout on the fielder's choice, and the runner at third thought he had thrown it down to first to get the double play. So the runner at second, Teasley, rounded third, got caught in a rundown, and he's tagged out. So that's a double play. Score that one 6-2-5, double play. So Myslinski hits in the double play. He's now at first. Kyle over at second, he of the questionable hit-by-pitch. And it's an 0-1 count here on Cody Abels. He had an RBI double his last time, also scored a run. Morgan ahead in the count, 0-1. Here's the pitch. That ball has popped up on the infield. Labou calling for it. He's got it, and that'll end the inning. So Zach Morgan gets out of a bases-loaded, no-outs jam with a double play and a pop-up to keep the lead at 7-4. We head to the top of the eighth. 7-4, Humboldt. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Calling all beer lovers, Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay is the summer event for you. On June 24th, celebrate the solstice at the Sundial Bridge with beer from some of Northern California's favorite breweries. Join us for live music, tasty food, and activities like cornhole and make and take your own coaster. Tickets are $10 for Turtle Bay members and $12 for non-members and includes your first full beer. Sponsored by Reading Distributing, this 21 and over event is sure to sell out, so buy your tickets now. Visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, this is Bob Martin here at AM 1460 KCNR, also streaming online at KCNR1460.com. Our AM transmitter was recently damaged by lightning, and as a result, we are having to broadcast at very low power on 1460 while we continue to work to fix the problem. In the meantime, we invite you to continue listening to us online at KCNR1460.com. Rest assured, we're working to restore our AM signal as soon as possible. Thanks again for listening to KCNR Radio.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the eighth here. Colt 45's down 7-4 after a wild and wacky seventh inning where Zach Morgan loaded the bases and then got out of it. Loaded the bases with no outs and rolled an unconventional double play and then got a pop out to get out of the inning so that we stay at 7-4. New pitcher here for the B-52s is going to be Matt Becker, so that'll close the book on starter Zach O'Haron. Seven innings pitched, four runs allowed. He leaves with a lead and is in line for the win should that 7-4 lead hold up here. It'll be the 2-3-4 hitters for the Colt 45s. Larson, Williams, Alvarez. Last time Larson led off an inning was the sixth inning. Colt 45s pushed across two. Larson is 1-for-3 with a double, run scored, and an RBI.
The shortstop, number 13, Chase Larson.
Also started that double play to end the inning last time, which was a 6-2-5 double play, getting a force at home and then a rundown between home and third of the other runner, who had rounded third thinking the throw had gone to first. First pitch is grounded on third baseline, foul by Larson. Larson, a Palisadro native out of Feather River College, former Foothill Cougar. Fight on Foothill. It's 0-1 here. Trying to get something started in the top of the eighth. Six outs left to score three runs for the 45s. Here's the 0-1, and he grounds that one sharply down third baseline, about 2 feet foul. Quick 0-2 here. Matt Becker, the righty, comes in to start the eighth. Solid start tonight from Zach O'Haron for the B-52s. Seven innings, just four runs. One in the first, one in the fourth, two in the sixth. Then through a 1-2-3 seventh, he's been relieved here. That's a call, third strike, and Larson knew it. He watched the breaking ball go right back over the plate. That'll be the first out of the inning. So here comes Williams. In the sixth inning with one out, he doubled. Eventually came around to score.
Now batting, center fielder, number 34, Ryan Williams.
As he put one out in the left center field gap, it was an absolute laser. And checks his swing there, and it's a ball, 1-0. One out, nobody on here, top of the eighth. 45s down by three. The Humboldt B-52s, 9-0 win for the 45s last night. It's going to have to be a comeback tonight if they can make it two in a row. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. The McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community. Our thanks to them for sponsoring the weekend series here. It's 45s. That ball is driven out deep to left center field. Way back. It is out of here. Ryan Williams with his third home run of the year out to dead left center on a 2-0 fastball right down the pipe. And he makes him pay for the second batter that Matt Becker faces goes yard. And it's 7-5. Solo home run by Cal Baptist Ryan Williams hitting in the three hole. Third home run in 13 games for the slugger. 7-5, 45s. That'll bring up, we're going to have a pinch hitter here for Alvarez, the DH. He's 0 for 3 on the night so far. It's going to be Hunter Heath.
Now batting for 445.
Heath not in the lineup tonight. 1 for 4 last night with a walk. He was the right fielder and cleanup hitter. He'll pinch hit for the DH and cleanup hitter Alvarez here, who's 0 for 3. 7 to 5, one out. First pitch in there for a strike to Hunter Heath out of Shawnee, Oklahoma. Member of the Oklahoma Baptist baseball program out there. Here's the 0-1. That ball misses, 1-1 now. On deck is Porter. He walked and scored in the sixth. Part of that two-run sixth. Both Williams and Porter scored on that two-run double by Andres Alborjas in the sixth. That ball misses as well now, 2-1. Here's the 2-1 to Heath, and he watches that one now, 3-1. I know we already did our Kia drive of the game, that two-run by Alborjas, but let's go ahead and do another one for that solo home run by Ryan Williams. Kia's drive of the week, the 2016 Sorento. Test drive one today at Redding Kia. Here's the 3-1. That ball misses, and Heath draws a one-out walk, so the 45s are in business here. So Cataray pushing all the right buttons here. Gets a pinch hitter in there, draws a walk. Heath with a little more speed than Alvarez. With one out and nobody on, so that's why he pinch hit him. So that'll bring up Porter here. 0 for 1, he's drawn two walks. That ball is driven out to right field. And it's going to be caught on a line. Nice play there in right. An absolute seed. But Teasley coasts over and makes the play. So a line out to right field. There's two down now. That'll bring up Alborjas. Had that big two-run double in the sixth. He would represent the tying run here. Ryan Williams already homered earlier this inning. Heath at first. After the one-out walk, now two down. To the 45's right fielder, Andres Alborjas, breaking ball, breaks right in there for a strike. 0-1, he thought it was a little high, but nonetheless, behind in the count now. Matt Becker, one run already home off the B-52's reliever here. Breaking ball, and he's way out in front of that one. Quick 0-2 on Alborjas. And you'll probably see another one at some point in this count. After a swing and a miss like that. Now, Alborjas 2 for 3. 3 RBIs and a stolen base. He's been a 60% of the offense so far tonight for the 45s. They'd love nothing more for him to put a charge into one here. That's a breaking ball that does not break back down far enough. Up high, 1-2. Heath at first with a modest lead. Tying run at the play here, top of the eighth, two down. Another breaking ball, and a called strike three, and Alborjas cannot believe it. That'll end the inning. But one run home on the solo home run by center fielder Ryan Williams. It's 7-5, Humboldt. We head to the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball, KCNR 1460.
What is your true dream vacation? Let us help you define it. At Wind River Resort and Casino, play our Pick Your Paradise Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play, cash, prizes, or a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. Cash. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings every Thursday at 7 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a dream vacation. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Picture yourself in your paradise, whether you like sandy beaches or city skylines. Rest assured that we have the vacation destination that you desire. This is your opportunity to pick your paradise that you've always dreamed of. Final
Prime Thursday, June 30th.
Where you could win a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Some restrictions may apply.
For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Vacations are better at the river.
Hi, this is Bob Martin here at AM 1460 KCNR, also streaming online at KCNR1460.com. Our AM transmitter was recently damaged by lightning, and as a result, we are having to broadcast at very low power on 1460 while we continue to work to fix the problem. In the meantime, we invite you to continue listening to us online at KCNR1460.com. Rest assured, we're working to restore our AM signal as soon as possible. Thanks again for listening to KCNR Radio.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Bottom of the eighth here, Zach Morgan getting ready to start his third inning of work, relieved in the sixth, finished the sixth and the seventh. It's 7-5 Humboldt here as the top of the lineup comes up. It's Jordy Hart. He's 2-for-2, also been hit by a pitch twice, and has an RBI and a run scored. So a great game for him. Been on base four times in four plate appearances after going 1-for-3 last night with a hit by pitch. First pitch is in there for a strike from the Colt 45's left-hander. It'll be Hart, Duggan, Giacomini here in the eighth. That ball misses somewhere. 1-1. Sometimes you fool the umpire, too. That was a changeup. Floated in there, and not to Hank Levy's liking. It's 1-1 here. Morgan now fires. That ball has popped up on the infield very high up the elevator shaft. Out in short center field is Chase Larson with the play out at shortstop. I'm used to seeing him over at third. Still feels weird to see him out at shortstop. He finished last night's game at shortstop. He got the start there tonight, hitting second. So Hart pops out to number six. That'll bring up Duggan. Duggan's walk, struck out, grounded into a fielder's choice, and grounded into another fielder's choice, and getting an RBI on that last one in the sixth. Officially 0-for-3. He's reach base once, shows bunt, pulls it back, call his strike because that one's right in there. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, their mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community. Here's the 0-1 right in there for a strike. Morgan wasting no time, up 0-2 here. Due up for the 45s in the top of the ninth is going to be the 7-8-9 hitters, Ahern, Trubla, Labou. We'll see if Cataray sticks with that three or has a pinch hitter. Here's the 0-2 from Morgan. That's a ground ball hit very slowly to third. Labou comes up, makes the play, and throws it into the right field, into the dugout there. So that's going to be an E5. Runner's going to advance to second with one down here. That'll bring up Giacomini, one out and runner on second. Giacomini's 1-for-4 with a 2-run double. He's also scored a run, all of that in the third. It's grounded into a double play and flown out and popped out. So round out that 1-for-4. He steps in here with Duggan at second, courtesy of an error. Zach Morgan, the lefty, trying to pitch around it once again. He had a bases loaded. No out situation last inning. That one up a little high, 1-0. And pitched out of it, got a double play and a pop out. Down 1-0 here to Humboldt B-52's first baseman with a runner on second. One down. That's in there for a strike at the knees. 1-1 now. On deck is Mason Allen. He's also 1-for-4 with an RBI double. Also in the third inning. That ball is driven out to right center field. On his horse is Alborjas. He's going to be able to make the play. Yes, he does. A great leaping grab as he absolutely makes a fantastic play over his shoulder, headed into right center out near the 371 sign. So Alborjas taking away extra bases, taking away a hit, taking away at least one run, and probably would have been a double possibly a triple there. So Giacomini absolutely robbed on a great play by Andres Alburjas. And there's two down now with the runner on second. That'll bring up Mason Allen. And Giacomini just shaking his head there. He put a charge into that one out to right center and got nothing to show for it. Two down here. Morgan fakes to second. Nobody there to take the throw. Runner scampers back. Big lead out there. Not being held on is Dungan. First pitch is very high from Morgan. Up above the shoulders, 1-0. LeBou at third, Larson at short, Taylor at second, Ahern at first, True Blood catching Alburjas in right, Williams in center, Porter in left. Your 45's defense, here's the 1-0, that ball is fouled out of play down the right field line, 1-1. 7-5, Humboldt in the bottom of the eighth here, they've got a man on second with two down. 45's lefty Zach Morgan. Trying to keep the score right where it is. That ball is driven to left field, very high. Porter, plenty of time now, drifts over, and he's going to make the play to end the inning. So no runs for the Humboldt B-52s. We head to the top of the ninth. It's 7-5. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Megastar Financial Corp.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45's Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019458.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Top of the ninth here. Reading Colt 45's down 7-5, and they're going to face a new relief pitcher here for the Humboldt B-52s trying to close it out. It's going to be the lefty. Looks like number 18, Brian Barreto. So Becker pitches one inning, gives up one run. In for the save is Brian Barreto. And Barreto's going to face the 7, 8, 9 spots in the lineup. That'll be Ahern, True Blood, and LeBou due up. We'll see what manager Greg Catteray wants to do. And he's coming out here with the lineup card, so we're probably going to have some changes here. Ahern, the lefty, due to bat first. And with the lefty pitcher, it looks like we're going to see Jared Bertotti, the switch hitting first baseman, lead off. And yes, we will. Simpson University Redhawk going to pinch hit for his Colt 45's manager, also his college manager. It's Greg Catteray, of course, former Oakland A, pitched for several teams in the major leagues, part of that 1988 American League Championship Series team. American League champion team, I should say, lost in the World Series to the, well, it doesn't matter who they lost to in the 88 World Series. But Bertotti is going to pinch hit here. Facing the lefty. And Barreto with a Raleigh Fingers-like mustache here. definitely has the closer facial hair. First pitch is a fastball in there for a strike. 0-1. Barreto, a big, tall lefty. Pitching exclusively from the stretch here. Here's the 0-1. That's a breaking ball. Very high. Doesn't break. 1-1 now. I always say if you're going to be a relief pitcher, especially a closer, you got to have creative facial hair. And Barreto definitely living up to that here. 1-2 is that one's out on the outside corner. For the second strike, Bertotti trying to reach here. Tying run still in the on-deck circle. Here's the 1-2. That ball's driven out to left very high. Looks like it's going to be playable out there for Kyle, and it is. So a fly out to left field for Bertotti to start the inning. And looks like Trueblood is going to get the at-bat here with one out and nobody on. So Bertotti flies out on a two-strike pitch. Zach Trueblood's going to step in. 0-2 with a walk. Walked in the third, flew out in the fifth and the seventh. First pitch there is a strike on the fastball from Barreto. 0-1 here. Looks like Chandler Anderson has come into the on-deck circle, so he'll pinch hit for LeBoux. 0-1. That ball is a breaking ball, fouled back, out of play, into the seats, and out of the stadium, down the right field line. Quick 0-2 here. Barreto's been ahead of both 45s hitters he's faced thus far, coming in throwing strikes. Got a two-run cushion here, 7-5 Humboldt in the top of the ninth, one out, nobody on. 0-2 count on catcher Zach Trueblood. And a breaking ball in there, broke inside. Now 1-2. Trueblood spun away from it. Got the call. Now he digs back in. Barreto comes set. Here's the 1-2 to Trueblood. And that ball is on the outside corner. Called strike three, and Trueblood letting the umpire hear about it. Not happy about that one. So two outs and nobody on here. That'll bring up Chandler Anderson. The last hope for the 45s here. I want to remind you tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. The McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community. So our thanks to the McConnell Foundation for their support here. First pitch to Anderson is a strike. Here's the 0-1. That's a breaking ball, and he fouls that one out. Of play, it's 0-2 here. 45's down to their last strike here in the top of the ninth, 7-5. Trailing the Humboldt B-52s. This is game two of a three-game series. We're going to line up and do it again tomorrow morning at 11:30 a.m. right here on KCNR 1460. 0-2 pitches high, breaking ball, missed. 1-2 now. Should Anderson reach, it'd be the top of the lineup. That'd be Zach Taylor, left-handed hitting second baseman. 1-4 tonight. Here's the 1-2. And he struck him out. That ball below the zone gets in, and that'll end the game. Humboldt B-52s win it 7-5, avenging their 9-0 loss last night. Winning pitcher tonight is Zach O'Heron for the B-52s. Seven innings of four-run ball. Losing pitcher for the 45s, Will Moore. Andres Alborjas for your 45s with three RBIs on a 2-for-4 night, but just not enough offense tonight. As the 45s lose 7-5, we'll line up and do it again tomorrow at 11:30. We'll be right back with a post-game show here on KCNR 1460, listening to Colt 45's baseball.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go, summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Kyle DeFore back here at Bomber Field. Just got done with game two of a three-game series. 45's dropped this one 7-5 to the hometown B-52s. After winning 9-0 last night in convincing fashion, B-52s bounced back and avenged that loss. 7-5 here. Winning pitcher for the B-52s is Zach O'Haron. Save goes to Brian Barreto. Loss for the 45 goes to Will Moore. Home run denied by Ryan Williams. Also had a double. 2-for-4 was Andres Alburjas. He had 3 RBI, but just not enough offense tonight. As I mentioned last night, 9-0 under the strength of 7 shutout innings by Brandon Lupton. Tonight, 45 is just unable to put it together and kick the ball around on the infield a little bit as well. We'll do it again tomorrow. Our rubber match is going to be at 11:30, an early Father's Day start. Make sure to tell the father figure, or the father or the father figure in your life, how much you appreciate them. It takes a lot of people to put together a Colt 45's broadcast. I want to thank my engineer, Jared King. I want to thank our sponsors, Redding Kia, Turtle Bay Exploration Park, and, of course, the McConnell Foundation. McConnell Foundation supporting communities through philanthropy, challenging you to get out there and make a difference in your community. Once again, your final score here tonight, Humboldt B-52-7. Your Redding Colt 45's 5. Make sure to tune in tomorrow for Morning Baseball at 11:30. Live here from Bomber Field, it'll be the rubber match. Game 3 of a 3-game set against these hometown Humboldt B-52s. Again, for my engineer, Jared King, I've been Kyle DeFore. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you again tomorrow morning on Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
Later in Compass, all our mills that produce the wood.